A brief clip in sepia shows an aerial view of the stage buildings on the Warner Brothers site in California. Next, a shield floats among white clouds in the blue sky. It has the letters WB in gold on the front. A gold band around it carries the company name Warner Brothers Pictures. Bold white capital letters on a black screen spell Bron. Jack, a burly construction worker with a beard, throws a rope down from a scaffold tower, then hauls up a piece of timber. Sparks fly from angle grinders as the construction workers cut through rebar mesh. As the sun sinks low in the sky, Jack is working on top of a tall concrete pier, securing the rebar mesh with twisted wire. Later, on the ground, he sits alone, smoking a cigarette and drinking from a stainless steel beaker. At the end of the day, the workers in their high-vis waistcoats and hard hats walk off the site. Jack gets in his old Chevrolet truck and reaches into a cool box behind the passenger seat. He grabs a can of beer, opens it and pours the beer into a paper cup. As he drives home, he sips beer from the paper cup. His truck is now parked outside a bar. Jack is inside watching a basketball match on the TV while he sips on a glass of beer. The shot cuts to a pale green-blue two-story wood-clad building on a corner plot. Jack is in his upstairs apartment taking a shower. He reaches for a bar of soap in a tiled recess in the wall and proceeds to wash his hair. He then picks up a can of beer from a basket in front of him and gulps some down while the water sprays over his body. The screen fades to black. White letters randomly appear, spelling the name of the movie, Finding the Way Back. Jack stands at the checkout in a liquor store with a box filled with drinks.
Okay, Jackie. And your total is $67.85, please.
All right.
Here you go, my friend.
Hey. Oh, Jackie.
Hey, Sal. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Good to see you.
Sure.
What's going on? Where's your turkey today?
Oh, my sister's house. My mom just moved in over there, so we're doing Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice, man. Nice. Well, say hi to your mom and Beth for me.
I will. You still reffing the Catholic League games?
A little bit here and there. Yeah, my oldest at UC Santa Cruz, so, you know, every little bit helps, right?
You bet. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jackie. Good seeing you.
You too, Sal.
What's up, man? Give me a couple of scratch-offs, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Jack pulls up outside his sister's house in a smart residential street. He unscrews the cap from a bottle of vodka and gulps some down before getting out. Jack carries the box of drinks to the house. His sister Beth and her family are sitting at a table on the veranda out back.
Don't fill up on bread. You gotta eat the rest of your beans. Okay.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Jack's here.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you. Glad you can make it.
No problem. How's car business?
It is going good. Thank you for asking. Would you like some wine?
No, I have some. Thank you very much.
Uncle Farpoop.
Uncle Farpoop? Don't tickle me. No. Uncle Doc, you can tickle my mom. Good. Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
Really?
Yeah.
Some people call when they're late.
I didn't have my phone with me.
Oh, well then, why have a phone if you're not going to use it?
Good question. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
I don't understand why somebody has a phone if they don't ever answer.
Have some of those potatoes, Mom?
You want some potatoes?
Thank you so much. Did Mom ever tell you about our fish tank when we were kids?
No.
Well, your grandmother took us to the pet store and we got a fish tank and a whole bunch of cool fish. And I came home from school the next day and the fish tank was filled with shampoo. And all the fish were dead. And your mom was there crying. And Grandma said, why'd you put shampoo in the fish tank? And your mom said, I want to give the fish a bubble bath.
Why'd she give the fish a bubble bath?
You have to ask your mom. I don't know. I guess she always wanted to take care of everybody. I love you. Don't let your mom near those fish.
Good night, Uncle Jack.
Good night, Chief.
Jack goes downstairs and finds Beth drying dishes in the kitchen.
Hey.
Hey.
How's Mom settling in?
Good. Yeah, really good. I mean, she seems to be.
Can't believe you got her at a seaside.
Right? It's different now. It's just all like young kids and little couples running around, families. I think she was feeling like a castaway out there.
Yeah, it's good. I'm glad she's here.
What's going on with you? What's new?
Not much.
Are you seeing anybody?
No.
I wish you would. I really do. I would feel much better. I hate the idea of you down there by yourself all the time.
What do you hate about it so much?
That you're just, not, you know, just like alone. Just drinking all the time and not...
I'm fine. I appreciate it. But it's, I'm fine.
I know that Ange worries about you, so.
What does Ange have to do with it? What do you know? Why do you know what Ange should worry about?
Because she called and she was wanted to see how you're doing.
She called you?
Yeah.
Why?
Is that okay?
I don't know. I mean, what? She called you to talk about me? Why didn't she just call me directly?
She just wanted to see how you're doing.
Well, I'm fine.
Look, I know Kathy Collins says she sees your car outside Harold's bar every night.
Well, if Kathy Collins says it, must be true.
Mm-hmm.
You know it. Something must be wrong. So I go to work, and then after work, sometimes I go have a beer?
I'm just saying.
You better start calling people.
Okay.
You better get on this fucking case.
Okay.
She has other things maybe she ought to be worrying about. Instead of worrying about how much I drink. I mean, she needs to worry about staying out of her fucking refrigerator.
Nice.
She's losing a huge war against
her
refrigerator.
What are you talking about, Jack?
She needs to find the fucking
Stop
treadmill.
It. That is so mean. She's my friend.
Well, she should mind her business. Okay. This is why I don't come here. It's always tough.
He swipes an empty beer can from the table.
Which one of the 20 bedrooms am I supposed to be staying in?
Take the second one on the left.
Hey, Ange. It's Jack. I'm just happy Thanksgiving. Wanted to call you, see how you're doing, and also because my sister told me that you had called her and wanted to know how I was doing. I'm just saying, if you want to know in the future how I'm doing, you can call me, as I still have the same phone number that I had when we were married.
Jack carries a bag of groceries up the outside steps to his apartment. Once inside, he plays the messages on his phone that he left at home.
Hey Jack, it's Miguel. I haven't heard from you for a while, so Sophia was asking about you. Thought I'd give you a call and see how you're doing. Thought maybe I'd have you over.
Hello, Jack. This is Father Edward Devine calling from Bishop Hayes High School. Will you give me a call back here at the rectory when you get a chance? 1-424-145-3233. And I'll be up until about 10 this evening. If that doesn't work, we can chat in the morning. Thanks, Jack. God bless.
The rectory is a low-level white building in the style of a Mexican villa with arched windows. Jack stands behind a grill in the front door, looking in as an elderly, grey-haired woman approaches.
Hello, Jack.
Hi.
How are you? Come on in.
Thanks so much.
So, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. How about you?
Oh, it was very nice. All the kids and the grandkids were in. I was in my
glory. I bet. Good for you.
Go right in here. Father Divine is just finishing up a call, so he will be out in just a couple of minutes. So just make yourself comfortable.
Thanks.
Yeah. We are all so excited at the idea of you possibly coming back to be with us at Hayes. It's nice to see you again, Jack.
With his hands pushed into his jeans pockets, Jack strolls across the room to a trophy cabinet. Inside is a Bishop Hayes number 24 shirt and a silver cup. A small plaque reads CIF Player of the Year Jack Cunningham, 1993 to 1995. Jack stands gazing at the contents of the cabinet. Jack spins round as Father Divine enters the room.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, Father.
It's good to see you. Thanks for making the drive.
Sure, no problem.
Sit down, please.
Well, been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, since my father's funeral.
That long? My goodness, where does the time go?
If I knew, I would tell you.
Married?
Separated now for a while.
Any children?
No kids.
Okay. Well, Jack, it is really good to see you again, and I suppose you're wondering why I called you over here.
I'm a little curious, yeah.
Our basketball coach, Tom McGarity, had a heart attack the other night.
Oh, no.
He's expected to make a full recovery, but his wife doesn't think it's a very good idea for him to return to the team, and I tend to agree. We need a new coach, Jack. You're the first person I thought of. Try to suppress your enthusiasm.
No, I appreciate it. I've been away from this game for a long time.
I understand.
You know, I've never even coached before. I just played. So, is the team any good?
No. We haven't been competitive for quite a while, actually. In fact, the last time we made the playoffs, back when you were playing.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate you thinking of me, Father.
Go home and think it over, Jack.
Well, I got a lot going on in my life right now. It's very busy.
Go home, think it over. Call me with your decision in the morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Our next game is Monday night, Jack. I don't have a lot of time.
Back at home, Jack opens the fridge. A shelf is filled with beer cans. He takes one out and exchanges it for one in the freezer compartment.
Hey, Father. Listen, I'm thank you so much for thinking of me. It's just not the right time for me to take this on. My life's very full right now. Very full.
He practices making a call to Father Divine.
I've just been away from the game for so long. You know, I've just been away from the game for so long.
He takes the beer from the freezer, replacing it with one from the fridge.
Father, listen, I've given it a lot of thought, and I appreciate it. It's just not the right time for me right now. I've been away from the game for so long, I don't think I can help you. I don't think I can help you.
He grabs another beer, then continues to rehearse his speech.
Father, Jack, not gonna happen. I can't believe it. They're no good. They're no good. I can't believe a magic wand turned into fucking Michael Jordan.
Jack takes another can from the freezer. Soon, only a few cans are left on the shelf in the fridge.
Maybe.
Again, Jack opens the fridge and takes out the last can. He then stumbles unsteadily across the room and stands at the window, smoking a cigarette.
Father, I've given a lot of thought. I just have no interest in coaching your fucking basketball team. That's all there is to it.
Finally, in the early hours, he falls asleep, with empty beer cans scattered around him. Later, he takes a shower. Jack peers through a glass panel in the door to a basketball court before going in. He looks over at three posters on the wall. The centre one reads Jack Cunningham, #24, Basketball CIF Player of the Year, 1993-1994. He then turns to watch the boys playing on the court.
Hey. Coach, Dan Espinoza, nice to meet you.
You're the assistant.
I am. I also teach algebra here at the school. Really appreciate you stepping up like this. It means a lot to the boys. Do you want me to call everybody in, do some intros?
No, that's okay. Just get a feel for what I'm working with here.
Yeah.
Just the whole team? 10 kids?
That's all we got. A lot different than when you played here, huh?
Yeah, no shit. We got 100 kids. Just try out.
104 my senior year.
Play ball here?
Well, I mean, not like you. I spent most of my time on the bench, holding a clipboard like I am now. I was a couple years behind you, class of 98. Enrollment's really taken a dive since then. Freeze. I could run down the starting five if you like.
Sure.
So the kid with the ball, that's Brandon Durrett.
In relation to Russ Durrett?
Yeah, it's his son. He's a great player. Really has a good feel for the game. Easily our most talented guy. And then playing besides him in the backcourt, that's Chubbs Hendricks. His real name is Ronald. And Kenny Dawes out on the wing. Bit of a showboat, but he's a solid shooter. Good long range stroke. And Sam Garcia, he's our senior captain. Not much of a scoring threat, but he's a solid defender. Good kid. And then Marcus Parrish. That is our center.
That kid's the center?
Yeah.
What is he, 6'4"?
6'3".
You guys must get murdered on the boards.
Yeah, it's not been good at all.
They're giving them open buckets. Marcus is practice, man. I don't care.
Who's that kid there? White Shadow.
Oh, yeah. There's Bobby Freeze. He's our sixth man. He's actually a starting strong safety for the football team. Then the rest of the guys, Dearborn, Daly, Carter, and Amato. I had to bring those guys up from JV just so we could hold a practice.
Come on, watch out!
All right, blow the whistle for me.
Chill out, man.
Take it easy, man.
Stop grabbing. Clean. That's clean D.
Bring it in. Let's go. Hustle, hustle. All right, guys. As discussed, I am honored to turn things over to your new head coach, Jack Cunningham.
Coach.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, coach?
You're Marcus, right?
That's right. You used to call him my name, too.
All right. Marcus, tell me what you see out there.
I see Nikki fine ass keep looking at me. She said she was bending over. She's
Marcus, just be respectful, please.
He asked you what I saw. Would you want me to lie to him?
You know what I see, Marcus?
What?
You're the tallest player on the team.
Oh.
Makes me wonder why you're putting three-pointers up every time you come down court.
Oh, that's because I got a candy stroke, coach. Ask Coach Dan. I made the most threes on the team last year.
Coach Dan, how many threes did Marcus make last year?
Marcus made 34.
Out of how many attempts?
Out of 130.
What's that a percentage of?
For a percentage of 26.
Damn.
26%, Marcus. If you want to know why they're leaving you open, it's because they don't think you could hit the ocean from the beach.
Oh, shit. Yo, he just spit facts at your ass, bro.
Man, shut up.
Look, come on, man. Don't get all butt hurt just because he's dropping some knowledge on you.
You want to see butt hurt? Keep talking shit.
Marcus,
you
get your fat ass.
Man, you don't do shit.
Hey, I don't need any help. Who is second in threes on the team?
Number two would be Kenny with 25.
Out of how many attempts?
61.
Percentage of?
41.
Snap, they hear that? Give me the rock. Let me go ham on some bitches.
Yeah, more like ham and cheese, man.
Actually, ham and cheese is what your sister fries me up after I'm done fiddling.
Yo, show some respect. Coach is here, man.
Watch your mouth, man.
Kenny, get in line.
All right, run it back. Marcus, this time your feet don't leave the paint. Brandon.
All right, let's go.
Come on. Let's go, y'all. Get in.
You're the point guard, right?
Come on. Here we go.
Put him in a motion offense. Call it out, Brandon. Don't just wave your hand in the air. Doesn't talk much, does he?
Well, I have been coaching that kid for 3 years, and I can count on one hand how many times our conversations have gone past yes coach and no coach.
Shot, baby.
Hey, that's money!
Here you go. Keys, game balls, and then put together a flash drive just in case you want to get familiar with the sets we've been running. I'm also going to give you my phone number if you have any questions.
Okay. Hey, why didn't you take the job?
Huh?
Would have made sense. The assistant coach, step in, take the job.
My mom has MS, so my sister takes care of her during the day, but she's got three kids of her own, so I take nights.
Sure.
And then with practices, and then you have scouting.
Yeah, no, of course. It makes sense.
Aren't enough hours in the day.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to pry.
No, it's cool. We all have our own cross to bear, right? So you should be good.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Oh, coach.
Yep.
What's the dress code like these days?
Oh, coat and tie for the head coach.
Great, thanks.
Sure, no problem.
Jack stands at the door, watching Brandon shooting hoops out on the court. At home, Jack looks through clothes hanging in his wardrobe. Unable to find what he was looking for, he unpacks more clothes from a suitcase and pulls out a dark-coloured jacket. At the basketball stadium, Jack, wearing the jacket with a shirt and tie, paces anxiously back and forth, shaking a pack of Tic Tacs. He then tips some of the mints into his mouth. He picks up the match ball and goes out into the stadium, where the teams are warming up on the court. Jack hands the ball to the referee, then goes over to Dan.
Hey, Jack. Nice to see you in the gym again.
Thanks.
Jack, this is Father Mark Whelan. He is our team chaplain.
Pleasure to meet you, Jack.
You too.
Any first game jitters?
Fuck, I'm nervous as shit.
Yeah.
What's this?
Oh, they do it before every game. Get some psyched up, I guess.
Let's go! All right, let's go. Bring it in.
Ready?
Let's go. All right, guys. Let's see what we're made of.
Final score, Bishop Hayes 31, Doughty 67. Jack sat at the bar at Harold's place.
The big burly inmate says, don't worry about everything. It's going to be fine. I just want to play a little game. He goes, okay. Well, he says, this game, you can pick whether or not you want to be the husband or the wife. And he says, all right. Well, I guess I'll be the husband. He goes, okay. Come on over here and suck your wife's dick.
Suck your wife's dick. I fucking love that.
Hey, Doc.
Hey. How'd open night go, Ace?
Yeah, our boy got sent to the woodshed.
Hey, get Doc a drink, will you? And hit me with another one. Doc, did I ever tell you the one about the nerdy accountant who was 15 years for embezzlement?
Doc walks Jack home.
I know. Just let me do my thing.
Do your thing.
All right. I appreciate it. Okay. I'm just gonna... All right, good night, Doc.
Good night.
The next morning, Jack finishes off a can of beer in the shower, then drives in to work. Jack parks his truck on the site where the bridge is being constructed. He reaches over to the passenger seat and grabs a half bottle of vodka and pours it into his stainless steel beaker. He snaps the lid down before taking a swig. Next, he rides in a cage to the top of one of the towering concrete piers, still sipping from his steel beaker. Now he sits with Dan watching his team play. Jack returns home and plays the messages on his phone he left inside.
Jackie, it's Miguel again. Just checking in to see if you got my call about David's birthday party. Give me a call when you get a chance.
Hey, it's me. I know it's late notice, but I'm going to be down by you for a client visit tomorrow. And wanted to see if you wanted to meet for lunch. Anyway, call me when you get this.
He seems surprised by the call. Jack now sits at a table outside overlooking the harbour. His slim, dark-haired wife, Angela, heads over to him.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm late. Your bus broke down on the 710. It's a nightmare.
I just got here.
Okay.
You look good?
Thanks. You too.
How's the new job working out?
I mean, it's insurance, it's boring, but it pays bills.
Good.
Heard you're coaching basketball.
Did I tell you that?
Yeah. So you having fun?
Yeah. I'd be having more fun if we won a game. Keeps me occupied, keeps my mind off other things.
Good, I'm worried about you.
What were you worried about me for?
You weren't moving on with your life. You were seeing the world in some dark ways.
Why are you?
Seeing the world in dark ways?
Moving on with your life.
Angela thinks carefully before replying, while Jack stares intently at her.
Uh-oh. What's his name?
Nick.
How did you guys meet?
Through mutual friends.
How long has it been going on for?
2 months.
A few months? What, like 6 months? 8 months?
Okay, all right. Cool. You know what we want for lunch? Just give us a second, actually. Thank you.
Angela appears uncomfortable. Jack sits across from her, looking down at the table.
I wanted to tell you myself before you found out through one of our friends. Say something, Jack.
What do you want me to say? Congratulations?
No.
Completely fucking blindsided by this.
Blindsided? We've been separated for over a year. Will I see you at the birthday party?
What?
Miguel and Sophia, they're having a birthday party for David. Said he called you a few times. Let me know if you want to go together. Bye.
She gets up and leaves. Jack remains sat at the table and holds his head in his hands. That night, Jack is back at the bar in Harold's place.
Like 30 seconds. Purcell says, Jackie, you keep holding your hand like that and Eric's gonna ask you out. 55 points, man.
To the legend.
He and his friends knock back rounds from shot glasses. Doc spins round on his stool and looks over at Jack.
Time for him to get going. Come on, let's go down now. Come on, let's go up. No
helps Jack up onto his feet. Jack laughs, then almost falls over. Doc walks Jack out of the bar. The next day, Dan and the chaplain watch the team board the bus.
Okay. Where's Kenny? Kenny is the only one missing. Kenny and Coach. I just want you to know that I respect you, right? And I love you. Mm-hmm. And every time that ball goes through the hoop, I'm going to be thinking about you.
Kenny.
Okay? And that goes through the hoop a lot.
Kenny, let's go. Okay. Bus is waiting.
Hey, what up, Coach?
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Good luck.
Oh, thanks.
You better watch out. Priest catch you doing that. You're going to be spending your weekends here.
Nah, but it makes my game better, though, Coach.
Wow.
The tiered seating around the basketball court is filled with Memorial Catholic fans all dressed in red. They hold their arms up in the air and wave them back and forth. The Bishop Hayes team are out on the court, warming up. Jack watches as the Memorial players in red tracksuits walk out from the tunnel. They pause for a moment, discussing last-minute strategy. The Memorial team file out onto the court. Cheerleaders wave shyly for the pom-poms. The Bishop Hayes boys look overwhelmed as the Memorial players each drop a ball through the hoop. Dan shakes hands with their coach.
Hey, coach.
How are you?
Good. I heard you got a new general in charge.
Yeah, Jack Cunningham.
Yeah, I'm surprised you could keep him out of the bar long enough to hold practice.
Dan takes Coach Lombardo over to meet Jack.
Coach Lombardo.
Jack Cunningham.
He says it like I don't know who he is. He's the best high school basketball player I've ever seen. Listen, I was front row when he hung 47 against Trinity at the Catholic League semis.
Got quite a team there, Coach. Only one's a hell of a ball player.
Yeah. So how are you liking coaching so far?
Great. Just getting used to the players.
What players? Nah, I'm just breaking this down. So.
Good luck.
You can have the luck. I'll take the field goals.
Oh, that's what this guy is.
Yeah, big time.
Jack looks disapprovingly as his boys watch Chubbs perform his pre-game dance.
Hey, no more dancing.
Coach, are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. We're 1-9. You're out there jumping around like you hit the Powerball. You're embarrassing yourself. Win a few games, we can talk about bringing it back. But for now, that act's retired. Got it?
Yeah.
The teams take their positions on the court. Memorial in white and Hayes in black. Memorial score straight from the start. Hayes run the ball up the court. Memorial quickly intercept and run the ball back down to score again. Hayes passed the ball across the court, but lose control. Memorial quickly move it up court and drop the ball through the hoop. Jack throws his head up in despair as Memorial score again. Memorial lead 38-12 in the second period.
Stand up. I thought I said to force him left.
Coach, I'm trying.
Try harder. What'd I say about fading off your man?
That shit always my fault.
Freeze, sub in for Marcus.
You're taking me out.
That's right. Sit the fuck down.
That's some bullshit, man.
Listen to me.
I want every one of you to reach in your shorts right now and tell me if you find a pair. Because right now you're playing like a bunch of fucking pussies. And that's the truth. Next time 32 goes over your back like that, put a fucking elbow in his stomach.
Yes, coach.
And if Childress tries to put you on a poster like that, you hit him so fucking hard he never comes down the lane like that again.
I got you.
Have a little fucking pride. I don't give a shit if we lose every fucking game this year. I will not coach a team that has been out-toughed. All right, let's go.
Fuck yeah, man. Here we go.
Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
The chaplain stands stony-faced with his arms folded across his chest, appearing unhappy with Jack's team talk.
I'm in for 50.
Marcus sits on the bench glaring at Jack. Memorial break with the ball. Freeze chases the player and knocks him over before he shoots. A brawl breaks out between the players. The referee and the coaches separate the boys. Signals to Lombardo to calm down. Final score, Bishop Hayes 38, Memorial Catholic 72. The boys sit in silence on the bus ride home. The chaplain comes and sits with Jack.
Jack.
Yeah.
Just wanted to have a little chat with you about something that was on my mind. I don't know if you recall from your days as a student, but we have a code of conduct at Hayes. Part of that code includes the use of appropriate language. I understand you're trying to motivate the team. I just wonder if maybe there's a different approach.
So you would like me to be a little more Christ-like on the bench?
I'd like you to keep in mind that our mission at Hayes isn't to win basketball games. It's to develop men of integrity and faith. Just give it some thought for me, will you do that?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Father,
let me ask you something. With all the terrible stuff going on in the world, you think who's ever up there really gives a shit when I say to these kids?
As Christians, we are called by God to integrate our faith into our daily lives. So yes, Jack, I do think he really gives a shit about the example you set for these young men. Don't underestimate the impact you can have on them.
The chaplain taps Jack on the shoulder, then returns to his seat. Later, Jack and Dan walk back to their cars.
All right, I'll take a look at the game tape. We can talk about it if we want to use that 1-3-1 zone.
Got it. Sounds good.
Have a good night.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah?
I noticed some empty beer cans in the office earlier.
You sneaking around the office?
Well, Garcia lost a contact lens, so
I had a friend came by and wanted to look at some of the stuff, and we were hanging out. I mean, you're not going to break my balls about a couple of beer cans, are you?
Just don't let it happen again, okay?
No problem.
Jack pulls up in the parking lot at Harold's place. The barman, Matty, comes out and throws a bag of rubbish in the bin. Jack watches Matty go back inside. He then just sits in his truck, reflecting. Finally, he starts the engine and drives away. Thank you. Back at home, he steps out onto the balcony and gazes into the darkness. The team gather for a pre-match tactics talk. While Jack marks positions on a chalkboard, Marcus strolls in with his kit bag hanging from his shoulder.
All right, we can change things up a little bit. We're the smallest team in the league and our half-court offense sucks. We're going to score some points with defense. We're going to press. 1-2-1-1. Call it the diamond press. Requires two things, toughness and quickness. We're going to be picking up after every dead ball, full court, all game. Keep your clothes on, Marcus.
You're talking to me.
Come late to the game, you don't play. We'll talk about it at practice tomorrow.
What are you talking about? I'm like 4 minutes late.
You know what? Forget about tomorrow. Go home. You're off the team.
Coach Dan, what the hell is this problem? I'm barely late.
You heard Coach Marcus. Go home.
Are you fucking serious right now? I'm barely fucking late. Man, y'all fucking stupid, man. It's dumbass team.
He hurls his kit bag at the lockers.
Freeze, you're starting tonight. Means you're going to be guarding the inbounder, okay?
Got it, coach.
The team warm up. Sal is the match referee.
This should be fun.
You know, Sal?
What's up, Jackie?
Give us some friendly whistles.
Yeah, right. That's funny. They ain't paying me enough, bro.
Let's go. Here we go.
The game gets underway.
Freeze, help! Help out! Freeze, help! That's it.
What?
What's the call, ref?
White 23, block, two shots.
Oh, bullshit. Come on. That's a fucking horseshit call, Sal. It's bullshit. And you know it's fucking horseshit.
Let me make it, all right?
Don't go fucking, Sal.
I'll tell him after the game.
Bullshit. God damn it.
Box out, box out. Let's go, y'all.
Box out.
The guests draw level with 15 seconds left.
Come on, fellas.
Rebound. Timeout! Timeout! Sal, timeout! God damn it!
Timeout. Full timeout here. Full timeout here.
The guests go one up with their second shot.
Bring it in, sit down. All right, come on, guys. Let's go. Let's win this fucking game. We got 15 seconds left. We're going to go on eight. Gives us time for a rebound or a tip. Brandon, 20's going to pick you up full court, all right? Freeze, you're going to come up and set a ball screen for Brandon. Brandon, you roll around to the right. Garcia, come up and set a back screen for Kenny. Kenny, come out to the wing for the three. That way we got three options. Brandon attacking right. We'll look for Freeze coming off the screen. If neither of those are there, go to Kenny for the three in the corner. You got this, okay? No, don't just nod. I want to hear your voice. Yes or no?
Yes, coach.
The game restarts. Hayes go on the attack. They score. Final result, Bishop Hayes 57, Summit 55. That night, Jack spots Brandon walking home alone.
Brandon, you need a ride?
No, I'm good, coach.
Where do you live?
Las Cadena Ave.
Come on, get in the car.
Brandon gets into Jack's truck.
Walk home alone every night?
Mm-hmm.
Where's mom and dad?
My mom died 3 years ago, and my dad's home with my little brothers.
That's why you didn't come to any of the games?
Yeah.
You played a hell of a game tonight. Next time, shoot the ball.
On the last play?
That's your shot, not Kenny's.
Yeah, the defense collapsed on me, so Kenny was open in the corner.
Right.
So that was a smart play.
Sometimes a smart play is not the right play. You're the best player on the team. Game's on the line, 100 times out of 100, I want you taking that shot. Why is that so hard for you to believe?
What?
You're the best player on the team. You understand this game in a way these guys don't. I saw you get frustrated at Chubbs when he didn't go backdoor on the ball reverse. Or Freeze when he didn't duck under on the Atlanta set. Why don't you call him out for not making the right play?
It's not really my thing to call someone out. I'm not like the team captain or nothing, so...
So if I make you the captain, are you going to chew Chubbs out when he doesn't go backdoor?
Yes or no? I'm just up here on the left.
Jack stops in the street and Brandon gets out. A man comes to the door at Brandon's house.
Hey, son. Who that?
That's my new coach.
All right, go and give it that homework.
Yes, sir.
Brandon's father glances over at Jack. Jack gives him a nod. He then closes the door.
Stop! Reset. What set are we in, Brandon?
Atlanta High.
You call it out?
Yeah.
You guys hear him?
Nah.
We're an empty gym. Nobody heard you. Do it again.
Atlanta High!
Reset! Brandon, I still can't hear you. You're going to be our point guard. People need to be able to hear what you say on the floor. You hear how loud I'm talking right now?
Yeah.
That's how loud you need to be.
All right.
I can't hear you, Brandon!
Come on, break that press! Pete, break that press!
Call it out! Brandon, I can't hear you!
Are you fucking serious? Get off me!
There's 3,000 people at Memorial screaming their heads off, and I don't know I'm separate!
Fuck you! Can you hear me now? Can you?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Marcus climbs the steps up to Jack's front door.
So, Coach?
How'd you find my house?
I looked you up on my phone.
Oh. What do you want?
So my mom is she works till like 7 every night. And she's like, she don't want me really being out on my own after school, so she's wondering if maybe you'll let me back on the team.
I already told you, Marcus, I don't want you on the team. It's about finding something to do after school, talk to Coach Dan, we can set you up with a study hall or something like that. All right? Sorry.
Marcus remains at the front door, shuffling nervously. He then knocks again.
Thought that was a pretty fair offer, Marcus.
My mama ain't sent me here, Coach. I'm here because I want to play ball. I miss it. I don't fucking like nothing else, Coach.
Don't swear. It's a code of conduct policy at the school. You know that?
My bad.
It's a big section in there about swearing.
I'm sorry, I won't swear.
Be at practice tomorrow at 4.
You serious?
Don't be late.
I'm sorry. Heck no, I'm not gonna be late. I'm sorry about cursing, Coach.
Jack, Dan, and Marcus join the boys on court.
Let's go, bring it in! A few things before we get started. As you can see, Marcus is rejoining the team. Judging by that reaction, expect it'll be some time before he regains your respect. Second thing is, Sam and I discussed, we're going to make a change at the captain spot. Brandon, you're going to be our captain going forward. That's it. Get to work.
All right, fellas, let's go. Let's work.
Let's do it.
Good shit, B. I'll follow your lead. Come on.
Kenny chats to another girl as the team board the bus.
Every time that ball goes to the hoop, I'm going to be thinking about you. You know it?
Yeah.
Yo, let's go.
Bro, what?
Come on.
I'll see you after, okay?
Bye, Kenny.
All right, let's go! Move! What did we discover last night at Baptist?
That defense creates offense.
We have to maintain pressure for all four quarters.
Right.
All
right. Discovered that we're a pressing team. We don't take any plays off. We don't let them breathe.
As soon as they get over half court, we trap.
Even if the ball's in the middle of the court?
anywhere and everywhere.
You can't trap us. The ball's in the middle of the floor. You need the sideline.
Who says? We can do whatever we want.
Get up!
Go, stay with him! Pressure! Don't let him breathe! There you go!
Tap!
Turn around! Stay on it!
No! Bullshit!
That's a chicken shit fucking call! God damn it!
I'm working on it.
Work harder.
Bishop Hayes, 57, Assumption, 54.
We're going to keep winning games. We got to make our lack of size an advantage. We got to speed the game up. We got to play every possession like it's a war.
Come on, you got to be fucking blind. That's a horseshit goal.
Bishop Hayes, 49, San Gabriel, 43.
We don't yet touch. We're a pressing team. Not even third quarter. We're just getting warmed up.
Bishop Hayes, 67, Downey Unified, 58.
What did we discover last night at Downey?
We got to take charges. We got to play with chips on our shoulders.
Play with a chip on your fucking shoulder. Goddamn right. Marcus, you're going to shove. Marcus, I want you to cover the inbound, okay? Big arms, forcing the pass into the corner.
That's it.
Little things add up. Let's do all the little things right. Loose ball gets us 2 points. Tip pass gets us to 4. Steal gets us another 2. Now we're at 6. Turnover out of our press gets us to 8. All this shit adds up. Every box out, every hustle, every loose ball, every trap. Put all that shit together, all of a sudden we're pretty fucking tough to beat.
Bishop Hayes go on to beat Berger Catholic 59-55 and St. John's Baptist 62-48.
Got that candy stroke.
What quarter are we in, coach?
Fourth quarter. The other team's gassed. Let's see what we got left in the tank.
Bishop Hayes 59, Whitley High 52. Bishop Hayes 58, St. Kevin's Prep 55.
Kenny.
Coach, why you gotta do me like that, man?
Good luck tonight, Kenny.
Jack's face beams with a smile as the boys celebrate on the bus.
What quarter are we in, coach?
Holy shit, look at that! We just put it to overtime!
The boys run around the football pitch. Chubbs clings to the fence, gasping for breath. Kenny runs lengths of the basketball court.
What did we learn about ourselves last night?
That we have to respect the game.
That's right. Respect.
Yo, coach! How many more I got?
Oh, Kenny, it's not up to me.
His three girlfriends sit watching.
How y'all going, Jimmy? I love each and every one of you girls.
Have fun.
Bye, Kenny.
Haley, you know I've... Yo, girls, you're all in my heart. You each have your own little section.
I'm going!
Bye, Kenny.
A seagull skims above the water. A large cargo ship is anchored out in the harbour. Jack sits halfway down a long flight of steps, taking in the view. Angela comes down the steps and sits beside him.
Hey. Ready?
They head off to the birthday party. Angela carries in a gift and is greeted by Sophia. Jack finds Miguel and they talk outside.
So,
the doctors are optimistic?
So far, so good.
Great.
I mean, they told us, let him do all the things any normal kid would do. But you know what remission's like.
Yeah.
Living life waiting on pins and needles for the other shoe to drop. Spoke to Ethan lately?
He called me a couple of times, so I haven't gotten back to him.
Andrew's not looking so good. And now they're talking about hospice.
Jesus.
Can I use a different bat, Dad?
Pick any bat you want, son. But first, say hello to Mr. Cunningham.
Hi, Mr. Cunningham.
Hey, how you doing, pal?
Michael's dad. You remember Michael? Remember we were in the hospital.
Sorry.
Halloween, we put you two in a wheelchair, and then we pushed you all around the hospital collecting candy?
Mm-hmm.
Doctor was going to kill you for that.
Yeah.
That was your idea.
Yeah. Michael was Dracula.
That's right, he was Dracula. All right, buddy. Let's do this. It's cake time.
Jack and Angela hang back from the crowd that gather for the cutting of the cake.
Mm-hmm.
Angela sings along with the others. Jack stands beside her in silence. Later, they both visit a cemetery on a green clifftop overlooking the ocean. Angela lays a bouquet of giant daisies in front of a headstone in the shade of a large tree. The inscription on the headstone reads, Michael Joseph Cunningham, August 11th, 2008, February 23rd, 2017, our beloved son. Jack steps closer to the grave and stares down at the ground.
I miss you, pal.
He briefly rests his hand on the headstone before stepping away. Jack drives Angela back to her apartment.
Thanks for coming to the party. Oh, Miguel and Sophia invite us because they don't want us to feel excluded, but I just end up feeling like even more of an outcast. Like I just get angry all over again. Look around at all the boys. I wish it was one of them, not Michael. Does that make me an awful person?
I never stop being angry.
I know you're suffering.
Yeah. I'm suffering. I miss my son. And I don't believe he's in a better place. I believe the best place for him was right here with you and me.
Yeah. Well, we're both suffering.
I don't know, Andrew seemed to be doing pretty good. A new job. Fucking some rich guy while we're still married.
Angela gets out of the truck and hurries up the steps to her front door. Jack visits his mother at Beth's house.
I think maybe it's time for a new shower curtain, Jack.
No, I hadn't thought about it.
Oh, well, you should, because that thing smells. Anybody want a drink?
No.
I'm good.
No.
So what does the scouting report look like for this team today, Jack?
Well, they're struggling a little bit.
Trinity has lost 6 in a row. They have one good shooter, TJ Edmonds, but Uncle Jack's team should win. And they kind of have to win, because if they don't win tonight, their next chance at getting into the playoffs is against Memorial. And Memorial's the number one ranked team in the state.
You should see him, Jack. Every morning, the night after your game, he wakes up early, goes downstairs, checks the stats on the computer.
Maybe I should be the assistant coach tonight.
Bishop Hayes played Trinity.
41. Get your head in the fucking game. Come on, Brady. Let's go.
Oh,
yeah. Defense. Motion. Motion. One stop. 41 is the shooter. Watch the downstream.
Trinity 55, Hayes 60.
Push it up, let's go! Kenny!
Playing with their heads up their fucking ass.
They're just really nervous right now. These guys have never played a game that's ever mattered.
One stop, no threes!
Trinity score again. Beth watches in the stadium with her family.
What's up? What's up?
Move! Move!
Here we go, here we go!
No! Come on, Kenny! Let's shoot! Finish the basketball!
Yo, commit to the cut! You had an open lay. Let's go! 22, 22!
Off the screen!
No threes!
Trinity go ahead by one.
Can we cut up?
No. Push it! Push it!
Get through, get through, get through! Right, let's go!
Free scores, but knocks over the Trinity defender.
What's the call, Sal?
Offensive foul, number 23.
That's bullshit. He was moving his feet.
Offensive,
he was moving his feet.
He's already set, Jack.
Sal, you don't make that fucking call at the end of the game. At the end of the game.
That's
a chicken shit call. Oh, that's a pussy call. You're a fucking pussy for making. Fuck you. Yes, you are, you fucking pussy. You don't fucking decide the game.
Son Ryan watches Jack open mouthed. Beth looks on as the chaplain escorts Jack off the court. Final score: Bishop Hayes 60, Trinity 63. Jack drives Brandon home.
Sorry for losing my temper tonight. I shouldn't have done that.
You know what my dad told me last night? He said that you got a full ride to Kansas. And that you just quit. No reason. Why?
My father didn't like me very much. And someone told him I was good at basketball. And he paid a lot more attention to me. And the better I got, the more love he showed me. And I realized it wasn't me that he loved. It was what I could do.
So you just quit playing as a fuck you to your dad?
So, I made a lot of bad decisions, Brandon. I had a lot of regret. Went away from basketball, got into a different life, got into drugs. Spent a lot of time hurting myself, trying to hurt my father. It was my wife who got me out of that. Picked up the basketball again.
Jack looks to Brandon for any reaction. The next day, Jack's down at the docks at the fish market.
Ross! Yo, Ross! Got a visitor!
Yo, dump that! Dump it! Let's go!
Alright,
new restaurant?
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm Jack Cunningham. I coach your son over at Bishop Hayes.
Get this tuna on the scale now!
Yeah, man. I know who you are.
Yeah, I used to come watch you play down at Cheviot Hills. You and Benny Green, Yaya Davis.
Yeah, man. Yaya and Benny, man. We used to do our thing. So how can I help you?
Well, I want to talk to you about Brandon. Has he shown you any of the recruiting letters he's been getting?
Brandon ain't shown me nothing.
Well, he's getting a lot of attention from good schools that want him to come play ball for him.
Well, thanks for coming by here and letting me know. Coach,
how come we don't see you down at any of the games?
Because I got responsibilities at home. I got two boys that need to be bathed, fed, and helped with their homework.
Well, we got a big game this week. We win it, we go to the playoffs.
Listen, I don't come to any games because I don't support my son's ideas about the game, okay? I don't want him relying on basketball to make a life. That was my mistake, and it ain't gonna be his.
schools are offering him full scholarships.
Oh, come on, man. It don't matter. They offered me the same. Putting your faith in basketball, it don't work out. And if anybody ought to know that, it ought to be you.
Yeah.
Brandon's father walks away.
Your son loves the game. He's going to keep playing it.
The parking lot is filled at the Bishop Hayes Stadium. The excited fans make their way inside. Inside, the Memorial team in their red tracksuits warm up on the court. The team mascots dance in front of the fans while Jack and Dan work quietly in the office.
So we're going to stay in the press the whole game? Or?
Yep, right from the tip.
Okay. Well, I better get the lineup out to the scorers table. And I know no one really expected us to be here, and we got no business winning this game, but I really want to beat these fucking guys.
Jack leaves the office, carrying the match ball. He hands the ball to the referee, then walks over to Coach Lombardo and shakes his hand.
That's right.
Coach.
Let's go! We're in.
The boys come off court and assemble around Jack.
All right. We're on diamond press right from the tip. Keep that pressure up. They break it, fall back into 22. Look, you're nervous. I get that. The truth is, you got more talent over there than we do. But I got a better coach. But I promise you, they are not a better team. I would take anyone on this bench right now for any one of those players. You worked hard to be here. You earned this. Have some fun out there. Or go out there and earn the playoffs.
One, two, three, win!
The cheerleaders shake their pom-poms on the sideline as both teams get into position on the court.
Up! Up!
Get your man!
Hands up! Hands up!
Memorial score the first points.
If we give that shot, first to do is left!
Let it high! Let it high!
Memorial break and score again. Grabs his hand over his head as Memorial start racking up points and lead 16-4 in the first period with 5 minutes to go, and carry on to extend their lead.
Time out! We need stops, so let's double team Childress every time he comes across half court. Make somebody else fucking score. They are in press. Crash down. Give up.
Watch the pin. Pick up. Switch off. Let's go.
Bishop Hayes defend hard and start to score, closing the gap on Memorial.
Nice little move! Can't stand around!
Switch!
Memorial shoot. The ball runs around the hoop before dropping out. Brandon then dribbles the ball up the court and scores.
Look, we're not going to make it all back in one possession. You got to just keep chipping away.
Come on.
Do the little things.
Take it to the rack. Let's go, son.
Memorial lead 49-34 in the third period.
Up!
D up, let's go! Get your man!
Get up in their faces!
Bobby, watch this guy!
Let's get trapped! There you go! Too easy! That's too easy!
Switch!
Get through it!
Motion!
Here you go! Hey, come through! Pick it up! Go through!
Nice pass! Yeah!
pressing, traffic, taking charges, bigger lack of size and advantage. Play like we got a fucking chip on our shoulder.
Memorial Fowler, Bishop Hayes player.
Jesus, you guys, play right into their hands.
Move the ball, move the ball.
Kenny scores from a long shot. Lombardo is furious.
We got it! Zach! He's 6 inches shorter than you! How does he make that shot?
Chips on our fucking shoulders! Let's go!
Hey, come on, you need defense! That's it! Beautiful! I don't even know who I'm looking at!
Come on!
Ah! Right out, right out!
Memorial lead by 1 point with 20 seconds left.
Watch out! Run it out! Run it out! Run it out! Let's go! Let's go!
That's it! That's it! That's it!
Yeah, that's a great call!
That is a bullshit call!
How many timeouts we have?
One timeout left.
His hands were all over him at the home job!
Timeout!
Timeout!
All right, bring it in, bring it in!
Memorial's number 21 shoulder barges Brandon.
Bring it in!
What are
you going to do? We're running land
for Brandon. Well, Childress is on him. I mean, you got to expect a double team, so is he going to get an open look?
All right. 12 seconds, no timeouts. We're going to run the Hawk for Kenny. Marcus, set the high pick. Freeze Garcia, come around, set a double screen. Brandon, go right. Look for Kenny on the wing.
Three, we're stopping three. He gets the ball, he doesn't go 5 feet. We lock him up, one stop.
Stay focused, run our set. Get out there, Hunters.
Team on three. One, two, three.
Both teams head back onto the court. Jack thinks for a moment.
Brandon, forget that. Take the shot. Don't nod your head at me.
I got this.
In slow motion, Brandon bounces the ball up the court. He holds his hand up and waves the boys ahead. Jack watches anxiously as Brandon slowly advances. Bouncing the ball, Brandon moves from side to side in front of the Memorial defender. Brandon finally steps around the defender and launches the ball into the air. The Bishop Hayes players on the bench jump to their feet and watch as the ball drops through the hoop. Jack shuts his eyes and throws back his head in relief. The Bishop Hayes boys celebrate on court while Memorial stand looking stunned. Lift Brandon up on their shoulders. Dan races over to Jack and hugs him. The chaplain then comes over and gives Jack a hug. Jack walks across the court. He reaches up to Brandon and hugs him. Fans in the stadium stand up and cheer. Surrounded by the team, Chubbs performs his dance. Jack quietly walks away while looking up at the cheering fans. Telephone lines stretch across the grey early morning sky in front of Jack's apartment. Jack's still sleeping in bed when he gets a call from Angela. He rolls over and picks up his phone.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Hey.
I just got off the phone with Miguel and...
What?
Jack drives along a winding coastal road lined with tall palm trees. He arrives at a hospital, and with his hands in his pockets, he makes his way to a waiting area where he spots Angela sitting down. She stands up as he approaches.
Hey. What happened? A few weeks ago, he was hitting baseballs.
Yeah, he had a fever at school. Sophia picked him up, and then he just started seizing.
Is he conscious?
He's sedated.
Jack watches as a bald-headed child in pajamas goes past in a wheelchair.
Is he, be okay?
They don't know. They did a scan this morning. They're just waiting on results now.
A doctor enters the room. Miguel gets up from his seat. Jack and Angela watch as the doctor talks to Miguel and Sophia. Jack takes a few steps closer to the room. Sophia clings to Miguel. Miguel looks hopelessly over at Jack.
I gotta go.
Where are you going?
Jack walks briskly to the exit. He pulls up in the parking lot at Harold's place and goes inside. He makes his way to a stool at the end of the bar and sits down while Matty pours him a beer. He brings the beer over to Jack. He sits for a moment with the glass of beer in front of him, then picks it up and gulps it down. Later that night, Doc brings him home.
Come on, just a few more.
Let's see my moves. I'm better than my old man.
The old man didn't have moves. I used to carry him up the stairs. Got the key? Huh? Let's go. No. Give it here.
Jack goes to sleep. Shots show pictures in the room of him with Angela and Michael. Dan stands on the sideline of the basketball court and glances at his watch. Back at home, Jack is still in bed, sound asleep. Slowly, his eyes open. He looks at the clock beside the bed. The time is 9:53. He runs back to Harold's place. He catches his breath before jumping in his truck. He hurries across the court and is greeted by Dan.
Hey, Jack. You all right? Where you been?
Yeah. Had a power outage in my neighborhood. It's alarm didn't go off, so I overslept. Apologize. We good? Power situation in my place. I overslept. That's on me, okay? Let's get into a Hawk set. Brandon, take the ball. Kenny and Garcia on the wing. Marcus and Freeze starting the blocks.
Jack sits at the desk in his office writing. He picks up his stainless steel beaker and holds it up to his mouth. Finding it empty, he takes a bottle of vodka from his backpack and refills his beaker. He replaces the bottle of vodka in his backpack and fits the lid back on his beaker before taking a swig. Father Divine and Dan come to the door.
Yeah? Hey, Padre, how's it going?
How are you, Jack?
All right, what can I do for you?
Jack, I'm afraid we're going to have to ask you to step down from coaching the team.
Why?
It's come to my attention that you brought alcohol around the players. And we're going to have to let you go. And I'm going to need your office key. I'm worried that this might be part of a larger problem, Jack. Would that be true?
You didn't want to just come talk to me.
I did come talk to you about it, Jack, and then you lied to me.
I never lied to you. I didn't lie to you about anything.
You lied to me today about your alarm clock.
I had a power outage in my house.
You were drunk at practice.
Oh, bullshit.
I could smell it
bullshit.
On you.
Bullshit.
The boys could smell it on you.
Let's just get to the playoffs, all right? Guys, please, let's don't do this, okay? Let's just, I had a bad night, and I got it under control now, and I can take care of it. Let's just please, I'm asking you, please, okay? I'm sorry. Please don't do it. Do this.
Jack, you've made this decision for me. I can't accept responsibility for allowing you to be around the boys anymore.
Jack's head drops. He sits staring at the desktop, then picks up a bunch of keys.
You know, fine. Look, please, just... Please don't do this.
Our decision is final, Jack. We have a zero tolerance policy when it comes to alcohol.
Fine. Fuck it. I try to do something good with these kids. You know? This is what you're going to do. It's your choice. Who's going to coach the team? You? You're a fucking math teacher. I came to help you out. Look what we did. Trying to come in here and help you. You asked for my help. And I tried to help you. This is such bullshit. I can't get... Fucking... I don't need this
we
job.
We are trying to help,
you
know, Jack.
He throws the keys across the room and walks out. He walks across the basketball court, clutching his backpack in his hand. In the background, alongside the scoreboard, two posters detailing the team's state and regional championship wins hang either side of Jack's Player of the Year poster. Jack sits alone on his stool at the end of the bar with half a glass of beer in his hand.
W-
He takes a sip. As he puts the glass down, Matty fills a shot glass in front of him.
What's this?
From the blonde in the corner. Says she knows you.
He knocks back the drink. Later in the evening, a band play in the bar. Matty refills the shot glass.
Another one from the blonde in the corner. Only this time it comes with a message. Stop being a jerk off and come over and talk to me. I think it's one of the Pearson girls from St. Dorothy's. And I think it's Diane.
Jack drives away with Diane sitting next to him.
You, I paid for the whole bar. I mean, everybody. Here, can I have a drag of that?
She hands him her cigarette.
Thank you. Now I'll tell you a secret. Give me a kiss.
No, you're driving.
Jack leans over and begins kissing Diane. His truck wanders across the road and hits a boat on a trailer parked in the street.
Shit, this is my neighbor's house.
What?
You've got to go around the back. Hurry up, just go around the back, I'll meet you there. It's the third house on the right.
Diane gets out, Jack backs up and drives away. He parks his truck behind the row of houses in the street. He opens a gate to a backyard and lets himself in through the back door. Inside, the house is in darkness.
Hello? Forget to pay the electricity bill?
He opens the fridge and takes out a bottle of beer.
Well, I think we made it. I think we're safe. Somebody's gonna come out for a fucking surprise. Check their mailbox in the morning. Find out their boat's fucking sunk.
He relieves himself in the bathroom. A short, stocky man emerges from the bedroom.
Pull your fucking pants up. My wife's calling the cops right now, asshole.
Diane's your wife?
Who the fuck is Diane?
I don't know. Who's... I'm in the wrong house.
But... Oh, you're goddamn right you're in the wrong house.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just gonna go home.
Nah, you're not going anywhere. Sit down. Wait for the cops. Come on, sit down. Sit down. Hey!
Jack runs for the door. The man catches him. They wrestle briefly. Jack is shoved through the open door and down a flight of steps. He crashes through a railing and rolls into the road. He lies in the street with blood running down his face from a head wound. Jack lies in a bed in a hospital room. Light pours in through the windows. Beth sits in a chair at the end of the bed. Jack slowly begins to wake with cuts and bruises on his face and a dressing above his eye.
Can I get you anything? Did they tell you that they found you unconscious in the street? And that you broke into someone's house?
Yeah. Beth gets up and goes to the side of his bed.
Gonna kill yourself and keep going like this. That's why I'm gonna get you some help, okay?
Dan talks to the team.
It has been decided that he will no longer be with the team. Due to personal issues that we'd rather not go into, I will step in as the interim coach. And I don't see why.
During our family session, your sister and mother said that you've isolated yourself since Michael died. Would you agree with them?
Yeah. And I certainly don't see them as much as I used to.
They also said you never talk about your son.
I don't know what they want me to say. You can talk about the, tumors in his brain and his spine. 30 rounds of radiation. He used to scream when he had seizures. Nobody wants to hear that.
We can't change the past, Jack. What we can do is choose how we move forward. Think about Michael. What would he want for you?
At the rehab facility, Jack sits hunched over with his hands clasped together. Angela walks into the lobby and heads over to him. Jack gets up and they share a hug. Jack helps Angela off with her coat, and they sit down.
How's it going?
Good. Good.
Good. I'm really glad you're here, Jack.
Yeah. Me too. I should have come here a long time ago. I just want you to know that, I know that I failed you. And I know that I failed our marriage. I failed our son. Because I didn't take care of his mom. I hope that one day you can see in me the man that... That you once hoped I would be. But I'm so sorry.
Jack puts his arm around Angela and pulls her close. The yellow bus with the Bishop Hayes team aboard drives into the city. Marcus sits with his headphones on. Kenny gazes at the road ahead, while Bobby Breeze is lost in his thoughts. Beth, along with her husband, mother and children, visit Jack. Jack walks with Beth and her family back to their car. He gives Ryan a hug before he gets in the car. He then hugs Beth. Dan stares out of the bus window. Brandon sits wearing earphones. Dan then gets a call from Jack.
Hello?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
It's Jack.
Heavenly Father, we welcome your presence here among us and your spirit of love alive in the community of Bishop Hayes. Please help us to be the best we can be, to strive not so much to win, but to play fairly and well. We ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, fellas, let's win this fucking game for Coach Cunningham, baby.
Yeah!
Dan turns sheepishly to the chaplain.
I'll talk to him.
Brandon then spots his father walking down the aisle between the seats in the stadium with his younger brother. The team jog out onto the court. Marcus turns and looks at the cheering spectators and soaks up the atmosphere. Setting sun, Jack on his own shoots hoops on a deserted court beside the sea. The end.